Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, on the phone right now, I've got a very interesting gentleman, Mr. John Target, who's an orthopaedic surgeon for Nuffield Hospital in Brentwood, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Morning, John.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Glad to talk to you.
Fantastic. And you too. It must be a very interesting field. I'm saying this from an outsider's point of view. I know with every job, it's not as interesting once you get into it. A consultant orthopaedic surgeon, what exactly do you do? Is it just arthritis you help people with?
Well, there are different types of orthopaedic surgeon, and many of them subspecialize. So some will do joints of the upper limb, some will do lower limb joints, some will do spinal work. And occasionally there's a combination. And then the other hat is the trauma side. So injured joints are treated as well. So you can specialize in injuries to the knee or the hip or something of that kind as well.
That's very interesting what you just said. Why do people specialize in upper or lower limbs or the spine? Are they that different?
Yes, the techniques over the years have grown significantly. So there are many different types of treatments and operations. And the degree of specialism means that you can't really be expert in all those areas anymore.
All right.
And certainly when I trained years ago, you could do a bit of everything. But as time has gone on, people become more specialized and are known for their interest in a particular part.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, then. Now, I noticed that you do arthroscopy. Is that right?
I do, yes.
First of all, have I pronounced that correctly?
Arthroscopy. Yes, that's it. Keyhole surgery.
So, it's keyhole surgery. Then the second question was, what is it? Keyhole surgery. You just answered that. Now, that must be really, really good for anybody. I'm going to be a little bit strange here. Instead of opening somebody, you actually make a small hole. Have I got that right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, if you do arthroscopy of the knee, for example, you can make two or three small holes, and that enables you to see very clearly in the joint with the special camera equipment, and also to do quite good surgery. So on cartilages, loose pieces in the joint, sometimes in arthritis, ligaments, that sort of thing can be done through arthroscopic surgery.
So is there any particular hobby that people are doing that are causing problems to their knees or joints?
In Essex, football is a good supplier of cartilage problems.
Oh, yeah, I've got a friend as that, yeah.
Yeah, so twisting the knee or some impact or an awkward landing can do it. Netball would be another example. And then in the winter, you've got the winter sports, skiing can injure knees. Again, it tends to be a twisting injury that can damage the cartilage or meniscus of the knee.
Now, I watched a program, a documentary, quite a while ago now that was really, really interesting. And they said they had an influx of a particular aged, more women than men, with circular motion wearing at the base of the spine. And they worked it out that it was because people of that era were doing the twist as a dance. So the more people done it, the more the spine was wearing. I found that fascinating. Is everything we do wearing our joints away?
Well, joints need to be moved to remain healthy. And the reason they degrade is either through injury or there could be a genetic component. So, for example, if you have a family history of arthritis of the spine or the knee, for example, then that would tend to play through in the following generations. So that renders you a little more vulnerable. But if you add injury to that, then the problems can come a little earlier or more severely sometimes.
Now, I was diagnosed about a year or so ago with arthritis in the neck, very early onset of arthritis in the neck, and yeah, also osteoporosis, a very, very early on osteoporosis. Now, I don't know what's going on here, because I know osteoporosis has mainly got to do with pregnant women, hasn't it? I don't understand what's going on there, personally. But I put this down to being a DJ since the age of 15 and me nodding my head in time with the music. Would that be about right, do you think?
Yes, if you're doing one particular movement repetitively, then yes, I'm afraid so. I could do it. Better to actually move your neck through its full range of movement to sort of counteract that, really.
Now, if I do that, I will look very strange. I look strange. Everybody nudging each other on the dance floor. I'm going, look at him, will you? What's going on there? So it would be better if I wore a neck brace while DJing. Is that what you're saying?
Or the other option would be to turn the lights off so others can't see you, and then you can do the full range of
I can do what I want then.
Yes, exactly.
Well, John, thank you so much for calling us up this morning. It's been a very interesting conversation. And just to verify, you're at the Nuffield in Brentwood, is that right?
That's right, yes. I have a practice there.
Brilliant. John, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we'll speak to you again soon.
It's a great pleasure. Take care.